a great opportunity to learn about health thanks to this brand journalism. It's a new trend in healthcare communications, one which Spectrum Health is leading with its daily award-winning Health Beat. We only get the best. Spectrum Health Beat managing editor Cheryl Welch in the house. Hi to you, Cheryl.
Hi, Shelley.
What's your background?
I was managing editor of a couple newspapers, and before that, a healthcare reporter for the New York Times Company.
Ooh, so you know all about health and more, and Spectrum doing great things on this journey in brand journalism. Congratulations to HealthBeat. Set your scene. What is this new trend?
Sure. Well, hospitals are full of amazing stories to tell, and for very long, We got away from telling our own story and pitching it to media to cover our story for us. And we decided to get back to our storytelling roots because this is healthcare information is so important to people. Everyone has a health issue. You know, my mother-in-law has bladder cancer. My father-in-law has prostate issues. My father has diabetes. Everyone has health issues in their family, and they're dealing with those. And it's about figuring out how to deal with it. And how many times have you gone online and you're searching for some disease or some symptoms, and you put in your symptoms in a symptom checker, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I have all these things. And it's not really the case. And so there really isn't a lot of really good healthcare information out there that's written in a way that people can understand. And we believe that you don't have to have an MD or PhD behind your name to make really informed healthcare decisions. So we're providing stories with real people and real health issues to help people understand the healthcare arena and help them make excellent decisions for themselves and their families.
How do you are you able to get around the HIPAA laws of naming names when they're still under your care?
Yeah, we just have a little sign they sign a little form, and then we can move forward. It's really easy peasy. And our patients are so great. They want to share their stories, and they want that outlet that we can't, you know, that newspapers can't always offer anymore because of the contracting media landscape.
So you call your story outlet HealthBeat.
Uh-huh.
Where do we find it?
SpectrumHealthBeat.org. So please go there, check it out. We have a variety of stories in many categories, from aging well issues to women's health, men's health, children's health, pregnancy, childbirth. We have a little bit of everything in there that, you know, you can search up at the top or you can see the categories. You can also connect with us on Facebook. We have a little connect with us once you go to spectrumhealthbeat.org, and you can get on our Facebook. You can also subscribe to a free e-news that's delivered to your inbox. And customized to what you want, so you can say what categories you're interested in, and then you'll only get those stories in your email inbox once a month in a digest that we send out, or you can get a weekly top headlines, which is a really nice feature.
Well, I ask your background, you self-admitted journalist. Why is it important? I trust you're using journalists in a venture like HealthBeat?
We are. We have many journalists. We have Chris Clark as a photojournalist. He's an award-winning, been with the Grand Rapids Press for 29 years before we snagged him up. And he loves telling people stories visually, and he does an amazing job. We have Marie Havinga, who is a Grand Haven Tribune reporter, but then also before that worked at the Grand Rapids Press for many, many years. Fantastic writer. We have a former Chicago Tribune writer. We have writers from many large journalistic outlets, and we're telling these stories because we know how to tell a story. We know how to identify a story. You know that, Shelley, in your line of work. You know, we're not giving the marketing spiel. This is real journalism, and these are real stories with real people. And we tell it in a way that your neighbor can understand or your mom can understand. And we're providing really interesting healthcare news that's important to people, and we're helping people, and that's awesome.
That is, and being proactive. Rehabilitation diagnosis is important, but anything that you can share when it comes to preventing is cool as well. I'm on a list of some of your stories, from aging well to bones, joints, and muscles to brain, spines, and nerves. Do you have a specific story for us?
Oh, we have so many beautiful stories. I really love what we do. Our whole team is just doing a fantastic job telling people stories. We have one gentleman, Todd Allward, that we're following. He has ALS, and he is sharing his struggle with us. He lost much after his diagnosis. He lives in his mother's basement. He gets out every now and then, but he's trying to do his bucket list. And he's all talking about his smile. He's all about smiling and sharing the positivity in life, even in the face of this horrible diagnosis. And he says, you know, the smile is one of the last muscles that's going to go, and I'm just going to keep on smiling. How beautiful is that, right? We also have two out of three children in one family that has cystic fibrosis, and they share their journey and their experience and what daily life is like with cystic fibrosis. You know, we have an amazing story at the top of SpectrumHealthBeat.org right now. That's headlined, "They Told Me to Let Him Go." And that's about a rehabilitation story. A gentleman who had an aneurysm and near his brainstem, and then he had a stroke and then later heart attack. And doctors in another area, this is on the eastern side of the state, told her, his wife, that he would never come out of it and to let him go and unplug him from life support. And she refused because she said, when I kissed him, I felt like he kissed me back. It wasn't time. And he's a musician, so she took in an instrument, and he started strumming, and the doctor said, oh, that's just reflex. And she said, change your note, and he did. And then he came here to the Kalamazoo facility here at Spectrum Health, and they helped him. He came in on a stretcher, and he walked out doing a rock-on sign with a walker. And he's able to go to music festivals again, and he's got his life back, and that's just a miracle. It's beautiful stories.
Talking stories and more with those in the house on behalf of Spectrum Health. Health Beat out for your perusal and for your education. Spectrum Health Beat Managing Editor Cheryl Welsh. Just a couple minutes left. Cheryl, again, yeah, you talk about music therapy, lifting kids' spirits, fighting cancer with healthy foods. So some practical advice as well. No more needle sticks when it comes to diabetes.
Right.
What's the interview process like? You have to interview some of these patients, right?
Sure. Yeah, we have our writers. We'll get in touch with the patients. They'll get in touch with experts in the field from Spectrum Health to talk about these different issues and provide really trusted information. You know, we want to be the trusted source of health information for people, because a lot of people can't find that. And, you know, healthcare is one of the top three searches online. People are going online to look for healthcare information, and they're often finding websites that are, well, less than desirable. And SpectrumHealthBeat.org is that place that they can go, and they're really rallying around it. You know, social media, people are commenting, they're sharing our stories. We're seeing incredible traction. You know, we just did our hard launch in May and just started telling people about ourselves. But we've been active since January, building the database of these amazing stories. And, you know, we saw an increase from May to June of 78% increase in sessions and 82% increase in users and a 48% increase in page views. Stars and Stripes, which is the servicemen and women's news outlet around the world, has syndicated HealthBeat content. We've received multiple awards just since January. We've received 9 national awards for our marketing and HealthBeat, because this is something that not many people are doing. But we really believe it's a service to our community here in West Michigan, whether they are ever going to be Spectrum Health users or not. But and then beyond, you know, we're going really international. We get international viewers every day.
If one has a story to share, I trust get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to SpectrumHealthBeat.org, and then at the top right, there's a little contact us. And you can write in your email and your message, and that will get sent right to us, and we'll take a look and help them out if we can.
Great. And when did this start again?
It soft launched in January.
Wow.
And I started December 1st. We soft launched in January. We built the database, and we started telling people about ourselves in May. So we're really doing well.
as you should, getting the story out and sharing, journeys with your those who read. All right, Cheryl Welch, one more time. Best way to is either subscribe to HealthBeat or check it out.
SpectrumHealthBeat.org. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Cheryl Welch, Spectrum Health Beat Managing Editor.